Kashrus, the Mashgiach, and the Rami, and the Bochrim, and the body. Someone asked me the other day, why do we need to make a yahrzeit? A different yahrzeiting during the year, yahrzeit for the Yassid, the founder of the yeshiva, the Bridges Ladies, the Ben Levoche, and then for Rabdovid, the Mashgiach, the Ben Levoche, and then Yankov Weinberg, Shmuel Yankov Weinberg, the Ben Levoche, and now Kolevsky, the Ben Levoche. Why do we make yahrzeit during the year? First of all, V'chayv ha'koras ha'toiv. A yahrzeit is the ilui neshama of the person that you're making a siyum for, that you're making a suda for. It raises his neshama in olam haba. And v'chayv ha'koras ha'toiv, we all benefit from him, from the nifter, in different ways. And v'chayv ha'toiv, we have to celebrate or keep his yahrzeit. How do we benefit those who didn't learn on the Roshivas, different Roshivas in the past? How do we the Bochum do here? Nothing to do with them. There's a Mahalach in the Yeshiva which they formed. The Hebrew is the first Roshiva of the Balabas Lady. Yasid Yeshiva, and each one in his own way formed the Yeshiva. Everything that happens in the Yeshiva is in some way affected by what by their contribution to the Yeshiva. Today's the Yotzai of Yankov Moshe, the Chana Bocha. What is his contribution? I remember as a bocher, when he first came to yeshiva, I was about 18, 19 years old, he added a different ruach to the yeshiva. A ruach of a certain style of learning that didn't exist before. It was the ruach of Shloima Hyman, who was a Talmud of Boaber, who was a Talmud of Chaim Riske. Rashid is the Chana Bocha, Ulaman, the Slavi was a Talmud of Sabotke, but he was in his own class. He was not sure to imitate him because he was a bookie and everything, he knew everything by heart. The whole Shas was open to him as if it was like before his eyes. It's a different class. He wasn't sure to imitate him. I remember when Yankov Kalevsky came to yeshiva. He's an American. He spoke English. And the Gvaldik of London. And he was imitable. He was somebody that you could imitate. He made a bocher feel that I also could be like him. Also, if I learn basmode and I learn with such iyun, I'll also could be like him. He added a different level of learning to the yeshiva. I remember as a bocher how much I enjoyed speaking and learning with him, to look forward to it. No matter what I was learning at the time, he was always in it. He also knew the inyonim very well. I was learning zvachim, he was in the inyonim of zvachim. Wherever I was, he knew it better than I did. But it wasn't from a Gevaldike memory. It was from Iyun. It was from his learning through everything carefully. And he saw this. That's the contribution he gave anyone that went through his shir. Got a mahalach in learning and an avas ha'tere. The thing that lasts probably the most among his Talmudim, those who were in his shir, is his unbelievable simcha and joy from a chidush of divrei Torah. You actually felt the honey dripping from his lips as he said over a chidush of Torah. You saw how gushmak it was, what a simcha was for him. It was a product of yigiyah. He learned everything yigiyah. He never learned anything fast. There's such thing as bekiyas for him. Everything he learned was carefully. Not because necessarily slowly, but carefully. And being medayik and asking questions. And his fidushim were all a product of his questions. Questions maybe no one else asks. But he stopped to ask these questions. And when you stop to answer the questions, you come up with a chidush. There's no such thing as a chidush in a vacuum. There's no such thing as to make a chidush. I'm going to say a chabur, I'm going to say a chidush. You have to have something that bothers you in order to say a chidush. So if you learn a sugi and there's a kashi, there's something you don't understand, then you can start saying a chidush. Right? But the first thing, you have to learn the Gemara and ask a question. And the question has to bother you. You have to think about the question. Then you can say a chidush. That was his learning. His learning was be'iyun. Everything would be'iyun. He learned all the Rishonim on the sugi, but he learned them all be'iyun. And he asked questions. And from those questions came his chidush and came his yisaidis. Like today's shir is an example of that. Questions that you ask when you learn the Gemara. But his tehutzim were chidushim, insights. Because he wanted to answer these questions. The shmakai of Torah, the avas of Torah, the simcha of chidushei Torah, that's what the Bochum got from him. And that avas of Torah, anyone who went through a shir has an avas of Torah that lasted him through his lifetime. And it's that avas of Torah that he gave into the yeshiva is in the yeshiva. It's a contribution that's part of the walls of the yeshiva. It's part of the mahalach of the yeshiva and the rebbeim and the talmidim. Simcha of Torah, the Av of Chidush, is part of the Yeshiva. So the first thing is we owe him a Kohos HaTov. That's the first reason why we celebrate a Yotzah. A Kohos HaTov for his contribution to us. We have to pay him back with Ilui Nishmosi. The second thing is we have to learn his ways, to emulate his ways. To follow on his path, you have to learn. He had a chizuk from the halach that he had. A person was moisa nefesh his whole lifetime for learning Torah. From the time he was a bocher. He grew up in St. Louis, a regular American bocher. Came to Tov Das, went to Shlomo Hyman Shir. He learned by Smode. And he never stopped learning after he came to Tov Das. And he steiged us to be such an awesome godel. Something is achievable for everybody. It's not something like a European godel grew up in a different sphere, different surrounding. Like daily too, he grew up in America, and grew up like everybody here. Maybe even worse, because St. Louis at those times was much worse than the centers now of New York or Baltimore. And he grew up to be an Odom Godel Bater because of his Yigiyah and his Avas HaTer and his Geshmakai and Ter. Everyone knows the story that he was drafted into the United States Army because the draft board asked him, do you want to be a rabbi? He says, no, I just want to sit and learn. So they drafted him because exemptions are for rabbis. People want to be rabbis. But then they got a lawyer to show that he is a legitimate student in Yeshiva. So in the meantime, he was in uniform, and he didn't have to serve in the army. He was free, but he had to wear a uniform. So he was sitting and learning in the library at Tov Das, and someone came, how I heard it, someone came on from Eretz Yisrael, and met him in the library, started talking and learning with him. He said, wow, what a country America is, even the soldiers are big lamdonim. So he was a masmid also, and a person that always thought over the kashis, that he had the questions that bothered him, the tehutzim, and looked for tehutzim, and thought out of the box, thought in new ways, and then that gives a person simcha. When a person uncovers a mystery, gives him simcha. That's the teva of the mind. You enjoy understanding something. So the Baruch Shalom gave him that koyach, and he used it to the utmost, and was mashpia as maybe hundreds, maybe 1,000 talmidim, who went through his shir, and later in the shir klali, when he became Rosh Yeshiva, he was a mashpia of avas haTorah, not just the Torah, but avas haTorah, the gishmakait of Torah, right? The revno of Torah is what he gave over to his talmidim. Bocha told me, a man told me, he's in the middle age now, he told me he just has to remind himself how the face, the simcha of Kalevsky, when he said his shir, when he said his chiddush, he says that drives into the base medrash every day to go and learn also himself. That's all it was. And he invested the yeshiva with that also. It's still the record, the loishim, the impression of that. But that person is still felt in the yeshiva, and we owe makos haTorah, and we have to emulate his ways. So, it's a time of chizuk and our learning, in asking questions and saying teutzim, and from that coming out with chidushim. And he was meshuvah to emes. He wanted to know the emes. Didn't look for easy answers, simple answers. Answers that are light, that you can shlug up easily, but he looked for emes answers, and he found them with Moli Simcha, and gave over that Simcha to his Talmidim. So the Emshi should help us, and we should be mischazik in his ways, and the yeshiva should grow in his chus, and this meeting should be an Ili Nishmosai, Rabbi Yankee Moshe Kalevsky, Zechon Lebracha.